The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Ireland's first purpose-built senior living community has opened its doors to new residents. It's called the Heritage Village, and it's based on an Australian model with a community hub that provides a range of supports from medical care to home maintenance. When it's finally finished, it'll have 160 homes, purpose-built for over 55s, with many of those still working. Over 65s in Ireland will double in number in the next few years, with new types of care urgently needed. Supported living could help people downsize and help with the housing crisis and keep older people out of nursing homes. Research shows that people live longer in supported living. Henry McKean toured the Heritage Village at Killinard in County Laois, and he sent us this report.
I'm here in County Laois at the Heritage Village, where they have built a gated community for people over the age of 55, future-proofing their life until they die. They have everything here. They're going to have a community centre, they're going to have a doctor, a nurse, and they've got these beautiful cottages and houses. And I'm going to just knock on the door of one of them.
Welcome, Henry. How are you?
Please come in.
Well, thanks very much.
I'm Maurice Harrington, and I'm working here in Heritage Village in County Laois, Killinard, County Laois.
So we're here in one of these beautiful homes. We're having basically a walking tour of it. We're here, for example, we're actually starting in the bathroom.
Yes, this is our average size courtyard house. It's 85 square metres. It's two bedroom and one very large wet room, which we're standing in at the moment.
And it's a wet room, so you could get a wheelchair in here. It's just one big massive bathroom with just tiles on the wall.
Yes.
And the floor.
Yes, we have designed everything, oversized doors, a large wet room if people have mobility problems, so that they have access to all areas of the house with no issues whatsoever.
So we're now moving over to the bedroom here. A very spacious bedroom, and this place is extremely warm.
Yes, it's A2 rated. We're in the master bedroom now. We have underfloor heating throughout the house and a heat recovery system, mechanical ventilation as well, triple glazed doors and windows.
So we've got another bedroom in here, equally as spacious, with lots of cupboard space too. And there's larger homes as well, isn't there?
Yes, in the courtyard we have one bedrooms, which start at 74 square metres, and our largest two bedroom in the courtyard extends to 102 square metres.
And you can go bigger again, you can go 130.
We also have 66 detached houses, which are 130 square metres. Two beds, two baths.
And they're big.
They're lovely. And they're all on one floor, you know, so you have no stairs or no landing.
So we're going to keep on touring. We're going to go into the living room here. So we're in the living room and we're having a look around. And we've open plan. We've got the kitchen here. We've got loads of space.
Yes, loads of space. And we have a double Velux window feature, which throws in extra light, and a beautifully appointed kitchen. And, pretty much everything that a single person or a couple could possibly want.
Hello, my name is Dorina Dunn and I'm chairperson of the Irish Physical Activity Alliance.
Dorina, when you tour the Heritage Village, what do you think the fact that this is the first in Ireland of its type, a village dedicated to people over the age of 55, future-proofing them into retirement and beyond?
Why has it taken so long? You know, we're in a country where that the reality is in the next 10 years, there's going to be more people in the island of Ireland over 65 than under 18. We know we have a housing crisis, but that housing crisis is particularly stark for people over 55, and we're not responding to it. And something like this is such an important element of that. You know, we're in a scenario where in a community like this, people can live well in the second half of their life. There's a lot of discussion now around healthy aging, but that has to be around healthy living. You know, when people get older, they tend to become more isolated, more vulnerable, more lonely. And communities like this are essential for preventing that. You know, we'll see here 150 people living together, developing a life. You know, there's a gym to help them stay fit and healthy. There's a community centre. There's going to be a thriving community working together to enjoy life. And that's just so important.
Hi, my name is Marion Dillon, and I've been living here now in Heritage Village Senior Community Living for the last 6 months. Pat and myself decided to downsize from our four-bedroom dormer bungalow near Kinnegad, a place called Harristown, to come here and live here on the 29th of July. So we're almost 6 months here now. We have found the facilities to be what we were looking for. We have local travel. We have local bus link passes the door here three times a day. We have the train station in Port Harlington. Everything is here on the flat. We have a two-bedroom bungalow, bit more spacious than the normal bungalows.
It is spacious. It's big. I've toured these homes and they are future-proofed. They're designed for all of us getting older. Enough space for a wheelchair to get in if you needed a wheelchair. And they're beautifully finished. You must be quite happy. And how come you decided, do you know something, I'm not getting any younger, let's get ready for retirement, because you're still working?
Yes, I'm still working. I do. I'm a qualified midwife. I've been working as a midwife since 1986. I do 2 days a week in Mullingar. I work in an antenatal clinic, which I enjoy very much. Yeah, I suppose, Henry, we were looking around for quite some years. We couldn't really find anything that suited our needs. It is a nice area surrounded by trees, flower beds, and above all, the security we have. And all the maintenance is done here on site. And eventually, the whole idea, I think, here is to become a community. And community, I believe, as we grow into our senior years, is very important because it keeps our social contacts, it helps us to keep active and be involved.
I think we need to recognise that there is a stage of life where you need a little bit more support, but that shouldn't be you automatically go to a nursing home. Firstly, it's not a positive experience for most people, and it costs the state anywhere between £50,000 and £70,000 a year. You know, we've extended life. Now we need to extend living. And places like this allow you to extend living. This gives people an opportunity to have fun in the later part of their life. And what I love is the fact that it's set up to prevent further disease. It's set up to give you peace of mind. And fundamentally, it's set up to allow you to have fun. I know if I look at what I see currently with people, if they fall sick or they get immobile or they need a little bit of support, the only thing we're offering them now is a nursing home. But for a lot of people, that isn't what's needed at that juncture. You know, the number one reason, Henry, people end up in a nursing home in Ireland is lack of mobility and strength. Now, we're currently saying we'll fund you to have a stair lift or we'll fund you to go into a nursing home, but we're not saying we'll support you to live actively and independently. And that's what needs to happen here. And when we see communities like this, it's offering that solution. Like we say, we're the country of Cain Mila Falcia, you know, but yet we're the loneliest country in Europe. And that loneliness and isolation only gets worse as you age. But creating communities like this where people can make friends again, where they can be part of something, where they can still live, says something about us as a society. And we really have to do that. And I only hope that this is an option for most people as they age, because it really will improve their quality of life.
So where are we standing now?
We're right in the centre of the village now, where our amenity building, which we call the Village Square, is under construction. We're just waiting for steel to be delivered at the moment, and it's a 1,100 square metre building incorporating consulting rooms, exercise room, gym, cafe, bistro. So it'll be the social hub of the community.
And we can hear drilling in the background, and there's bulldozers as well. You're getting this built, and this really is a first in Ireland to have a purpose-built village for an older population with everything they would ever need. These are quite popular in Australia, and research shows that if you do move to one of these villages, you live longer.
Seemingly so. That's what the reports say from Australia and New Zealand, that you have a longer, better quality of life. I mean, the idea on Heritage Village here is that we're providing the facilities for people to stay active as long as possible, you know, and provide support for their own in their own homes.
And they will have that access. They'll have access to a community, a doctor, a nurse, security, a maintenance man.
Correct. Yeah. So we're trying to take the burden of the kind of day-to-day mundane, cutting the grass and looking after everything. You know, we're taking that away from people and saying, we're going to do that for you.
And these homes, they start at around 300,000?
We have our one bedrooms in the courtyard are 325,000. Our two bedrooms in the courtyard start at 365,000 and go to 415,000. And then the detached houses are 495,000.
There's this misconception that you have to get frail as you get older. And honestly, all the signs indicates that that's not the case. You know, muscle doesn't know age, it only knows effort. So if we can support people and enable them to do resistance training and strength training, there's no reason why they can't be as strong and as active in their 70s as they are in their 40s. We just need to enable that. And having something on your doorstep that enables you to do that safely 365 days a year is life-changing, and it shouldn't just be in this community, it should be everywhere.
If you were over 55, which you're not, would you move in?
Oh, most definitely. But what I would say is as well that what I really like about here is that there's lots of people that are still working, that still have a really active quality of life, and they see this as a next stage rather than a retirement village. So for me, I encourage it, I commend it, and I really hope we see something similar in every town and village in the country.
Henry McKean touring the new Heritage Village at Killinard in County Laois. For more information, you can check out heritagevillage.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.